morning, everyone. If anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. If anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. These are the words of St. Paul, which describes our life in Christ. A new creation. How many of us feel like a new creation? Something new. St. Paul says, let the old go away, pass away. Let us embrace what is new, the new creation. I'm reading several books, and a couple that I just finished are by C.S. Lewis, one of the greatest Christian writers of last century. And one of his classic books is called Mere Christianity, where he just tries to give an apology, a defense for Christianity. He himself was a former atheist for 30 years. He was an Oxford professor who didn't believe in God. And then he came to believe, and many of his friends were non-believers. So he wrote this book simply talking about what are the basics of Christianity. And one part that's beautiful in his book, he talks about the new man. When one embraces Christ, how they become something new. And he himself felt this newness, changing from an atheist to a believer. So he goes on to say this, to become new men means losing what we call ourselves, out of ourselves into Christ we must go. The Christian life is simply a process of having your natural self changed into a Christ self. Having your natural self changed into the image of Christ. One's most private wishes, one's point of view, one's whole life are changed according to Jesus Christ. Now think about that for a moment. Do many of us feel such a radical change in our lives? Our natural self to become a Christ self. You know, when we use the term, we call ourselves Christians. Christians means little Christs, those who are imitating Christ. When the world sees us, they should see Jesus Christ in Sandy, in Arthur, in Alex, in Nick, in Paris, in Nicholas. They should see, not just us, they should see Jesus Christ. That's a great challenge. Do they see Christ when they look at us? Can we say we've put off the old nature and put on the new nature? What does that mean? What does it look like? Well, in today's gospel, we saw a radical example of what it looks like to put on Christ. If you remember the gospel story I just read a little while ago, you had Jesus walking through Jericho, and in the city of Jericho was a man, probably one of the wealthiest men of Jericho, the chief tax collector, Zacchaeus. And crowds were coming to see Jesus, and Zacchaeus must have heard things about Jesus. Now, Zacchaeus, we could not say, was a man who had a new life. He was not a faithful Jew even. And yet he must have heard enough about Jesus that he wanted to see him. He wanted to meet him, or at least hear him. So he goes and the crowd's big. He can't get close to Christ. So he does something crazy. Think of a grown man. Think of a Sam Pappas wanting to see something and so desperate to see it, he does something crazy. He runs ahead of the crowd, climbs up into a tree. When was the last time you climbed a tree, Sam? A long, long time ago, right? But you think of a well-respected man, well-respected in the community, and all of a sudden, he's doing something childish, climbing a tree, all for one reason, because he wants to see Christ. And so he runs up ahead, climbs a tree. People are looking at him saying, what's gotten into this guy? Something's crazy. And Zacchaeus probably thinks, I'm simply going to get a chance to see Jesus. But what happens shocks him. The crowd comes by, Jesus walks by, and all of a sudden, as Jesus is walking by, he sees Zacchaeus up in the tree, and he looks at him. Zacchaeus never thought Jesus would look at him, and he says, Zacchaeus, come on down. I'm going to come to your house today. A shock. And something in that moment, maybe it was because Zacchaeus knew who he was, and here Jesus was wanting to come into his house. Jesus, who was this charismatic rabbi, he's representing God. People are thinking he's maybe one of the greatest prophets, maybe even the Messiah. So he's this holy man, and Zacchaeus is a chief tax collector. Zacchaeus is someone who got wealthy, not by hard work alone. He got wealthy by collecting taxes for the Romans and then collecting lots of taxes for himself. And yet Jesus is willing to go into his house. And in that moment, something happens to Zacchaeus. This is the beginning of him becoming a new creation. He comes down, and all of a sudden, when Jesus says, I'm coming to your house, the crowd starts to murmur. They start to say, wait a minute. Why isn't Jesus coming to my house? I'm a good person. Look at this person. This guy's a criminal, a thief. He's wealthy from taking our money. He works for the Romans. He's a traitor. So they're grumbling. And Jesus obviously hears the grumbling. Zacchaeus knows the grumbling. And in that moment, because Christ has reached out there, because Christ said, I want to come into your house, something changes. Something goes off in Zacchaeus. And in that moment, Zacchaeus changes. But we know it's a real change. Because Zacchaeus says, Lord, half of my money I'm going to give to the poor. How many of us would be willing to give half of our possessions to the poor? That's a pretty radical response. Zacchaeus says, and not only half of my money I'm giving to the poor, he then says, anyone I've cheated here, I'm going to pay them back four times what I took from them. He's making restoration even far beyond what he needs to do. In fact, he's going from a wealthy man to probably a not so wealthy man, maybe even a poor man. This is what it means to become a new person, a new creation in Christ. Taking someone who the world thought was lost, and he has new life. He comes back and has new life. And Zacchaeus, it's interesting, church tradition says Zacchaeus goes on to become the bishop of Caesarea, a region in Palestine. Think of this. Zacchaeus is going from working for the Romans, becoming a wealthy person, to giving up all his wealth and becoming a bishop. And remember, a bishop in the first century, what did that mean? It wasn't a big church that he was a bishop of. It was a small, struggling church that was being persecuted by the very people he used to work for, the Romans. And many of the bishops in the first century didn't live a long life. They were persecuted, they were martyred, they were tortured and killed. But Zacchaeus discovered something new, and he was ready to follow that and embrace this new identity, this new creation. He became a new person. St. Paul says, behold, the old passes away. We are a new creation. All things are new. So listening to that story of Zacchaeus, I want each of us to think about ourselves. Where are we in our relationship with God? Have we put off the old and put on the new? Can we say we're a new creation? That's what Christ is inviting us to. Christ is saying to each one of us today, I want to come into your house, Apostola. I want to come into your house, Donna, today. I want to come into your house, Nick. I want to come into your house, Alex. And I want to make you new. I want you to put off all that is not of me. And I want you to start living up to your identity as a Christian, to your identity as a follower of mine. This new life, in Zacchaeus' case, something radical happened, sudden. But it's a lifelong transformation. Zacchaeus, it wasn't just that moment, but it was a lifelong change. And Christ wants to come into each of our lives and change it. Change our thinking. Change our worldview. Change everything about us to be in line with what he thinks, what his worldview is, what he wants. In other words, he wants us to change our lives from being egocentric, it's about me, to other-centric, it's about God and his people. He wants us to say, if God has blessed us with money, the purpose of our money is to bless other people and to share it. If God has blessed us with whatever talents we have, we're called to share them. Let's put on a new identity and let us allow our lives to be changed each and every day. Learning what Christ wants from us and then trying, as hard as it is, as impossible as it seems, trying to imitate Christ in all that we do. I have become a new creation. The old passes away, the new comes. Let each of us enter into that newness of life.
Oh, give me.